This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com. I'm speaking with Brian Giles, the sweeper products manager for Elgin. And Brian, I understand that you have a Road Wizard product that you're just introducing. Could you tell us about it?
Sure, Ranger. We are getting ready to release the next version of the Elgin Road Wizard. Now, as you might remember, up until late last year, we had a different model of a Road Wizard, and that was actually an acquired product from when we purchased Whitkey Waste. And when we purchased Whitkey Waste, I went to look at the product, because the first common wisdom was we had enough mechanical sweepers, we didn't need any more. But then I began to realize that it was not even designed for a market that we were currently working well in, and that's the real heavy-duty twin-engine street sweeping market, construction, cleanup, millings, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, from time to time, I would even have people that were actually faithful contractors come to me and say, you know, you're really not making a machine that fits my super heavy-duty construction mode, kind of like the old Athey M8A. Well, when I had the opportunity to adopt the Road Wizard into the product Elgin product line, I realized that I could backfill that small but extremely important segment of heavy-duty construction sweeping that basically was carried before by the Athey M8A twin engine.
Which has one of the strongest followings of any sweeper out there even today, and it hasn't been made for years.
Yeah, that's right. It hasn't been made for years, and people are still putting them back together to keep it running. Because simply nobody was in the business of providing that niche. Because let's face it, it's not very big. So you've really got to be willing to build a machine without a whole lot of quantities to be in that segment. But since I had it and we owned the design, I chose to stay in it, and it was very successful. We managed to capture that chunk of market that we were not working in before, and ironically, there was nobody in there. People, like you say, were nursing their old Atheys along, and we gave them the ability to get a new piece of iron there and continue without changing the way that they run their operation. Well, we carried that up until about last year, at which point that we built out the balance of those and started working on the prototypes of the backfill for it. And we've actually been running now prototypes for about 6 months, and we're starting to now take production orders for what we're calling the Elgin Road Wizard. It looks very similar to the old Elgin Road Wizard, but it has a whole bunch of neat new features that we're extremely excited about. In fact, if you look at it from a distance, with the exception that the back doors are bigger for better access to the engine compartment, it's going to look suspiciously like the old Road Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. The old Road Wizard worked well in that design. We have gone from a naturally aspirated 80-horsepower deer to a turbocharged Cummins 74-horsepower. And in fact, we find with the turbocharger and the increased hydraulic efficiency, we can actually outperform the old 80 with the current 75 horsepower that's on the Road Wizard and burn a whole lot less fuel.
Oh, that's a big factor. What else have you changed?
Well, the conveyor is now very, very similar, in fact, almost interchangeable with the Broom Bear. So it's a typical squeegee conveyor. Roller chains running on polyurethane sprockets, but one of the things that people didn't like about the Road Wizard was its mechanical jack screw adjustments on the chain conveyor. So we have put the grease cylinder adjusters that have been just tremendously successful off the Broom Bear, and we're now using that design on the Road Wizard. So
that's
kind of the
choice.
Best of breed here in the mm-hmm. conveyor, the way that we've set it up.
Anything else you'd like people to know about the redesign?
Sure. What we did, too, is we kept the 5.5-yard, the real big hopper, but rather than making the hopper and the lift a single part, which meant if you started to wear out a hopper, you actually just had to weld the hopper back together and couldn't service it separately from the lift. We've used the same concept that we use with today's Eagle and Broom Bear, as the lift and the hopper are separate pieces, even though we've maintained the extra large size that we've always had with the Road Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
That's worked well for you. So
yes, it has worked very, very well for us. Some of the other fun things is we've currently got three chassis available We've got the International M2. Conventional is available for it. We've got the International Durastar, which used to be the 4300. That's available for it. And, of course, we've got the Elginized UD trucks, Nissan Diesel, in the cab over configuration available for it. And we built all three in prototype, so we are ready to go with all three of those chassis, whatever you need.
All right. Well, that sounds like it's exciting to have a redesigned product to add it to your product line. I know that that'll be good to create some excitement among the Elgin dealer network and among users as well.
Well, we certainly hope to get the excitement about the users. Several conversations I've had lately have indicated to me that most of those old Atheys that the guys have been nursing for quite a while are just about to the end of making it worth nursing it. In fact, I got a call the other day from a customer who didn't even know we were getting ready to launch this thing and said, I just got this huge milling contract. Who can get me two used Road Wizards as quickly as possible? And so we set him up to try to find some, but what I'm seeing now is I don't know if there's many of those available.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of this, the stimulus money is coming through, there's some road building starting, and the demand for a very high-powered, very robust, large hopper mechanical sweeper is coming along very, very strong. So our timing is real good here because we're now ready to entertain orders for it.
Well, I saw photos that you sent me here prior to our interview, and the machine looks real nice. It's well-styled, has an excellent, appears, broom housing on it, and just looks like Elgin quality. So we'll point people in the right direction, and just so that we have it on the audio as well as in the printed version, if somebody wanted to order half a dozen of these, who would they call?
Well, they can certainly call us here at Elgin, and or you can go onto our website and ask for the, which is of course www.elginsweeper.com, and there's a dealer locator, and it gets you to a dealer that's nearby, and obviously they can get you hooked up, they can get you a demo, they've got all the good stuff, so that's probably the best way to do it.
I would think so. All right. Well, thanks again. To you, Brian. We've been talking to Brian Giles, who's the sweeper product manager for Elgin Sweeper, and we learned about the new redesigned Elgin Road Wizard that is based on that Whitkey that did have a reputation of being a real beefy sweeper. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of this. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Okay, thanks, Ranger.